DP Sidhu here on Texans Radio. Joining me today, linebacker Brennan Scarlett. How are you today, Brennan?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Should I call you Notorious B.I.G. since that was your Halloween costume?
Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls, Big Papa, whatever you like.
Did Biggie used to wear like big Cosby sweaters? Because you had like a sweater on.
Yeah. So he's like big on the Coogee sweater. So Brian and I just went to like a little thrift shop to just see if we could find some inspiration. And I saw
Brian Peters. Oh, okay.
And
okay.
I saw that Coogee sweater and I was like, oh, I'm Biggie for Halloween. No question.
Yeah. And then he was Brad Pitt from Fight Club.
Yeah. Because he found the red leather jacket and he was like, oh, Tyler Durden from Fight Club.
That's so creative. You guys didn't go get pre-bought costumes or pay a lot of money. You just used inspiration.
Yeah. I mean, it was a game time decision. I really had no clue what I was going to be. So
who do you think had the best costume? Because I saw so many of them on social media. It looked like Kareem had the party and a professional photographer, a really nice setup.
Yeah.
It was outstanding. But what was your favorite?
It was a great time. I think Brian Peters, I think his was really good. I also think B-Mac and Alfred Blue both had great costumes.
They came in sort of, I don't even know how to describe it on the air appropriately.
Yeah.
You'll have to go on Instagram.
School, like, yeah.
Yeah.
He had the mink coat on. And
he had
like
fur coats, a lot of chains.
Yeah.
Oh, heel boots, too. I didn't see the boots.
No,
wigs.
Blue's boots had goldfish in the heel.
Goldfish in the heel?
Yeah, obviously not real goldfish, but it was funny.
I don't know if he can ever wear those again other than Halloween.
Probably
that's outstanding. All right, before I get to football, I got to ask you something else. I read a lot of like Us Weeklies and these celebrity magazines, and they have this segment called Celebrities Love Their Blank, and it'll have like J-Lo with 8 pictures wearing the same sunglasses or something like that. And I always think of you. I don't know if you know where I'm going with this, but in every picture, and you were wearing it during the Halloween party, you have this black hat. You wear it to like every game. And I was like, what is the deal with this black hat? Like, why do you love this hat so much?
So I love hats personally, and I've been like, I used to collect like new era fitted hats when I was growing up, like through middle school and high school. And now it's kind of evolved to like, you know, I like fedoras and I like the little, just like top hats. Like I just love hats. And that black hat is just, it's kind of new. So like,
it's your favorite.
It worked for Biggie. Yeah. Yeah.
It's my current favorite. I just want to let you know that Brennan Scarlett loves his black hat.
Yeah.
All right, Brennan. So Mike Vrabel, a few weeks ago, somebody asked him if, as a player, who reminds him of himself? And he said it was you. He said you remind him a lot of himself as a player. Is that something that you've heard from him before?
I didn't know that he said that, but that's a huge compliment. I mean, he played 14 years in the league and, you know, a great player and smart player. But when he was actually, like, pre-draft, when he was talking to me about how this would be a good fit for me coming here to Houston, he said that he made a similar transition from a defensive lineman in college to outside linebacker in the NFL. So, you know, he said there were similarities in our game. So.
Yeah, he obviously he said that they definitely, the Texans targeted you as a in free agency, and they had a vision for you. So when he approached you about making that change, is that something that you had thought about previously having to do if you went into the NFL? Or is that a new concept to you that you're going to have to change positions?
No, I knew it was likely. I knew I'd either be playing an end in a 4-3 or outside backer in a 3-4, just how I'm built. You know, I was playing a little out of position my last year in college at the defensive end / defensive tackle position. So it was a move that I was comfortable with and that I thought would actually help my game excel. So.
What was the hardest part of making that transition? I know physically you probably – did you have to drop some weight?
I did, yeah. I've dropped probably around 15 pounds since then. And I mean, just getting back to the mode of like dropping back in coverage and just being comfortable, you know, and seeing route concepts, you know, that's something that I never thought about or looked into as a college player. But now, like, you know, when I see a certain formation, I know, okay, I can get these routes, you know, kind of have a list in my mind. So,
you went to Stanford, so you're obviously a bright guy. How much does that help in this defense? Like, you have to be so smart. You have to understand the game from so many different perspectives because you're really asked to do a lot, too.
Yeah, no, it definitely helps just from, like, a, you know, being, you know, somewhat book smart, so I know how I learn best. You know, so when the coaches are making their presentations, you know, I know how to both learn it from them and then study it on my own. So there's kind of, there's definitely that that translation from one to the other.
I had Steven Anderson in here a few weeks ago, and you were at Cal, and then you transferred to Stanford, so you're clearly very smart. But I didn't realize that you and Steven were roommates at Cal.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have known each other for a really long time, and then you both end up here as undrafted free agents. How crazy is that?
It's pretty wild. He's the first guy that I met at Cal. Like he's my first college friend. because we summer bridge.
So you didn't know him until you showed up at Cal, and you guys were just like paired together as roommates.
I didn't know him until I walked into my room, and his family were sitting there, and we're like, oh hi, we're roommates. And we met. And then later on, we were roommates also, like my last 2 years at Cal. So
I joked with him that he must have chased you away because then you left Cal and then you never came back.
He was not happy.
He wasn't happy about you leaving?
I mean, he was happy for me, but like Stanford and Cal, it's a rivalry.
Of course.
He grew up in Berkeley. His parents went to Berkeley. So I was like, you know, that's close to the heart. So
do you guys still have now that you're both teammates here, you must have like that bond that, you know, a lot of players don't get to share, but you've known each other since you were 18, and here you are. And then your path to the NFL has been so similar, too.
Right. Yeah, no, it's been great to have him around, you know, first coming out here, just having a familiar face and a guy to talk to and, you know, still just, you know, share our experiences in the past and then, you know, presently, too.
All right, so now with all the injuries on defense, obviously we keep hearing this phrase, next man up. And for you personally, you know, all the injuries from Watt, Merciless, and now Covington. You got your second start in Seattle. What's that been like for you to move into that role? What's that transition been like?
You know, it's been good. You know, just having the first, you know, year and a half, I guess, to look and see guys ahead of me and how they prepare and how they go into the game and how they play the game has definitely helped me out. You know, having, you know, Whitney and JJ and those guys to really look up to. And then, you know, kind of base my preparation off of what I see them do. And so going into, you know, the last couple games, that's definitely been something that's helped me.
How about being a part of this team with this offense in particular? It's so different from last year's, obviously. Yeah. And the offense is on the field, it seems like, quite a lot more.
Sure.
And you guys are on the sidelines a lot more most of the time. You know, what's it like when you're playing in such a, you know, high scoring with such a high powered offense this one?
Yeah, it's amazing. Those guys are doing a great job, you know, and it helps to be going against them in practice too. You know, they give us a great look. So, you know, in the games, being on the sideline, it's good to see them out there doing their thing.
Yeah, and you'll get to see another mobile quarterback on Sunday with Jacoby Brissett. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you remember from him? Seeing him, obviously, you guys saw him when he was with New England, but now you'll see him again with the Colts. You know, what's going to be the key to stopping him or slowing down the Colts?
Yeah, I think we have a little bit of a better idea of what he can do, you know, than last year when we played him with New England. You know, he's a talented player, and, you know, he has the mobility aspect too, so we'll have to keep him in the pocket, but I think we'll have a good game plan for him.
All right, good stuff. Brennan Scarlett on Texans Radio. Thanks so much, Brennan.
Cool, thank you.